Dr. Valerie Olmsted, the holographic physician. And in my holographic travels, I am still in Pennsylvania. We're going to New York this weekend. Pennsylvania again. We'll be in the Philly area on the 5th, and then New York on the island on the 6th. And then we are going to Massachusetts to do some private sessions. Then we'll be up in Maine. And then we go to see Steve Barish. So we're going to be in Rochester with Steve playing for a while, for at least a few days. Then when we come back down, we do have availability for Chicago, Cleveland, Toledo areas, you know, anything that's like a straight line back to Washington State. You know, if we're on your way and you want to have us come in and do a Quantum Vortex Gathering group, then please do give us a call. 928-301-2131 or 888-977-5898 for messages. For some reason, that one doesn't ring through too often, but you can leave me a message. Anyway, we had a real interesting thing happen this last group. We had some very, very powerful connections going on, and we have one lady who said that the next day she went to a restaurant. And she came out of the stall in the restroom, and this girl kind of appeared there at the sink. And she said, well, I thought maybe I just didn't notice that she came in. But she said, you know, she wasn't there when I came out, and then all of a sudden she was there. And she said she was very tall, and about 5 foot tall, and had a very thin oval face, was very slender, and was kind of coffee-colored. And she said that as soon as she came out of the stall, the girl said, what's your birthday? And she said, why? And the girl said, what's your birthday again? And she said, you know, she told her the birthday. And she said, are you into astrology? And the girl said, no. And she said, well, why do you want to know my birthday? And the girl didn't answer. And so then the next thing that she said to the girl was, well, when's your birthday? And the girl didn't answer her. And she said finally, well, how old are you? And the girl said, 5. And she said, my goodness, you're awfully tall for 5, aren't you? And she said, no. She said, my friends are as tall as me and taller, and they're 5, too. And so she's, you know, digesting this, and she said, you know, she wasn't quite responding the way most people would. And so she asked the girl, well, you know, when's your birthday? And finally, after a little hesitation and being asked a couple times, she said, now. And so the lady says, oh, well, you must be here celebrating. And no answer to that. And she said it was just really strange. She said she could tell she wasn't autistic or anything like that. It was just a very strange exchange. And she still couldn't believe this girl was 5 years old and was 5 feet tall. And so she turns around to grab a towel, and she turns back, and the girl is gone. She was walking towards the door. The door did not open, and poof, she disappeared. So I said, wow, sounds like you had an Andromedan contact, you know, and they're pretty tall. And she saw this being very solid, and she said, wow, what does this mean? I said, well, I don't know, what'd you ask for when you were in the vortex? Because so far the people that have been in the vortex and have asked for physical contact usually get it, and sometimes they are not quite prepared for it. So they get scared and they say, oh, no, please don't do this. You know, be a little more gentle in approaching me and, you know, let me have time to get used to it. So she called me and wanted to know what she should she do. And I said, oh, I don't know. What do you want? If you want more contact with them, you know, that was pretty cool. You know, there are a lot of people who give their eye teeth to have that kind of contact. So I didn't know what to tell her. If you guys have a clue, call in. If you guys are contactees, or if you are psychics and in touch with the ETs. But I thought that was pretty interesting. I thought you guys would get a kick out of that. Now tonight, because this is the United States Week of Independence, and July 4th is coming up pretty quick, and since my show is not on July 4th, I decided I would do a little bit of a talk on freedom today. So if you guys want to call in and give your opinions, and we can hash out, you know, what exactly is freedom? And do we even have any left? And I think you know the answer to that. But I'd like to talk to you about spiritual freedom and how to translate that into real freedom. And, you know, it's a concept everybody talks about, you know, America, land of the free, home of the brave, and all this kind of stuff. And you know, it might have been over 200 years ago. But as you know, I'm very concerned about the state of affairs in this country because most people have been brainwashed pretty well. And you know, the plot of the Illuminati and the Bilderbergers has been coming to fruition pretty well. You know, they've been planning this for millennia, and it's all coming together. So you have to find freedom in a different way. Now, as it is, I don't know if you guys realize this, but when you pay taxes, by the time you finish paying for taxes on everything, you have paid a huge amount. And I think I've mentioned before that when I was a teenager, I figured out that they tax you like 150%. Now, anybody can tell that, you know, that's 50% more than you actually make. So, you know, that gets to be a problem. And I'm sure, since taxes have gone up, it's way more than 150% at this point. This is what we call creative math. And the money from all this creative math is going into the coffers and the pockets of the elite. So how are you going to get freedom? You know, I've talked to so many people about this, especially in Sedona. You know, and so many people there are aware of what's going on behind the scenes and aware of how our freedoms have been taken away and, you know, little by little. And, you know, it's very worrisome. You know, so many people in the U.S. have traded what they see as a sense of security for their freedom. They have fallen right into the trap. And I think there's a saying, I can't remember who this quote is from, and so forgive me for that. It might have been Lincoln, it might have been somebody else, but I remember a friend saying it many years ago. And the saying is that those who trade freedom for security deserve neither. And I very much agree with that. There are too many people who have sat by and allowed things to happen. Well, now we're in a hell of a pickle. So how are we going to get out of this? And as you know, I've been traveling around with the quantum vortex stuff, doing my best to help people to get the real connection, to get the truth. And I'm not talking about my version of the truth. I'm talking about the truth. So before I continue with freedom, let me just explain to you what I've noticed this last week. And I've been noticing this coming up now over the last couple of months. It seems like there are so many websites and so many people doing the exact same thing that we're doing. The difference is they have different methods of doing it. Some of these methods require that someone is advanced in meditation or in metaphysical practices. Other things require that you pay, you know, thousands of dollars to go get this initiation where you get bonked on the head and yada yada, you know, now you have a certificate, you're an avatar or whatever, you know, a master or, you know, whatever they decide. And they do impart this connection to you that we are bringing around to people. However, my complaint with all that is we don't have time for that stuff anymore. You know, we are fast approaching a critical juncture for the state of humanity. Now, I've seen a lot of things that could happen. As I've told you, I don't know how it's going to work out. My belief is that we can change and we can make this leap. My belief is that we can go into the next dimension completely whole and intact and have a utopia, you know, the dimension of love and light. Now, we don't stay there. We continue. You know, we go on more and more. We become more responsible citizens of the universe. But we can do this, and that's why I'm out here busting my butt, going all over the United States and dragging 100 pounds worth of equipment with me and sleeping on air mattresses on the floor and on beds with other people and on couches and, you know, doing everything that I can to bring this to people because it's so important. Because your connection with spirit, your true connection, your connection with not only your highest self, but with the other beings of the higher dimensions is so vitally important to me. It would be vitally important to everybody if they really knew, if they understood how this all works and what's on the other side. And if they understood how close we are to making that leap. And if you don't make the leap, you're basically stuck for another 26,000 years unless you can manage to extricate yourself all by yourself. So right now we have the help of all of these enlightened beings. And why do you think there's so many of them there? And why do you think that the truth is now coming out on the planet? And, you know, think about that for a little bit. Now, you guys are loyal BBS listeners. I'm sure you've listened to the other shows and you know what's going down. And you've listened to the people who channel. You've listened to the people that are, you know, with their finger on the pulse of the political scene. You listen to me. You listen to all these people. I would be willing to bet that most of us are saying the same thing because this is what we're getting. And I bet you, you know it in your heart too, that this is our big chance. You know, we can do this ascension in our lifetimes, maybe in a couple years, maybe sooner. So all I'm saying is let's get it together. You know, there's no more time to rest on your laurels, no more time to worry about the distractions. You know, now it's time to really gear up. It's time to really move. And there's a lot of things we have to change on our planet. And so for the people who think that somebody's going to come and save us, I have news for you. Nobody's coming to save us. We have to save ourselves. And what that means does not mean that hope is lost. So I can hear you laughing out there, you guys. We're not in trouble. We're going to be okay. Because so many people are awakening on the planet and starting to do their missions, we're going to be fine. But that means we have to do our missions. You know, it doesn't mean you can sit back and not do what you're meant to do. So part of what I'm trying to bring to you guys with this show is not only to, you know, still talk about some vital health issues and how to be better in that end, but also, you know, I'm so concerned with all of the other portions of our lives because you're not truly healthy unless everything's balanced. And so between reading the fascicles of the knowledge book and having really incredible people come on and talk to you about, you know, how to be healthier and other people that come in and do readings for you and things like that, I just like to kind of give you, you know, something here and there that basically helps you to put it all together. So that's what I want to talk about freedom today. Now, I remember when my teacher was alive, and my best teacher of my lifetime has been Torkham Seradarian. And if you've ever read any of his books, of which he has about 50 that have been translated into 17 languages, he was truly a joy to know. That man was a beacon of light, and he was the kind of guy that you normally only get to read about. Just an amazing person. And one of the things that he had me do was write an essay on freedom. And he said, I want you to go and meditate and think about what freedom really means and what kind of a feeling does it give you. Where does freedom come from? And I said, okay, this is going to be good. I don't know what the heck I'm going to write about. I thought it was going to be quick and easy, you know. Little did I know. So I sat there and I meditated and I wrote and I wrote and I wrote. And I have to tell you that there are so many permutations to everything in this world, and freedom is very confusing. Because for those of us that have been brought up in a Christian society, freedom doesn't exist. You know, freedom basically means you can worship God in any way that you want to, and the state can't stop you. Although, if you've listened to the news in the last few years, the state has been stopping people. Okay, what does it really mean, though? If they say that we have free will, but yet everything is predestined, where's the free will? And this is something people have asked me throughout the years. I can tell you that when I was near death and chose to come back, your free will operates there. There you have full choice. You know, you're shown the circumstances. You have a team that basically assists you in planning your life. And so you do have free will. You can decide if you want to experience something, if it's going to help you to become more well-rounded. And if you don't want to, you know, that's okay too. Then you won't. So you decide. But once you get down here on Earth, once you were in a physical body, the freedom is pretty much gone. The only space that you have free is really a little space inside your head, or rather inside your heart, where you think about things. And you have the choice of whether you're going to communicate with your highest self or not. You have that choice of whether you're going to love the creator of all that is or not. You have the choice of whether you're going to go good or bad or not. So you have many pathways that are presented to you, and you're supposed to figure out what's the proper pathway to take. Now, the path has already been planned out by you and by your team. So there really isn't much in the way of free will. However, we think there is. So that's the spiritual free will portion. We'll discuss that a little bit more later. And you guys are free to call in if you want to talk with me about this and air your opinions. Now let's go into the free will of our country. We haven't had any free will for at least 50 years. And if you doubt that, just try to do a couple things that you're not supposed to do according to the guys in charge. And I think I mentioned to you that some years ago, there is actually a law with Homeland Security that they and law enforcement personnel are completely supported if they want to shoot to kill tax protesters. If you haven't heard this one before, you're reeling in shock right now. It's the law, people. It's right in there. Most people didn't even notice that. I said, oh my God, we are now in Nazi America. The illusion of freedom is something that you are given so that you will be a nice, happy little slave. And you won't create any kind of waves. Now, if you need any further proof, need I mention gas at $4.50 a gallon when it was just, you know, $2.50 less than a year ago? And we were complaining at that. And so now, here we are blithely paying $4.50 a gallon and not going out to have fun, not taking vacations, you know, hearing about the recession on TV. Everybody's talking about, oh, it's sliding into a recession. Well, we're already in it. Okay, so then the next thing is, oh, it's going to be a depression worse than the 1920s. Okay, so stocks have fallen. They go up and down all the time anyway. Housing prices have fallen. The biggest number of foreclosures ever has started happening. All these things are going on. Now, how do you suppose that the bankers caused that to happen? And you don't need to look any farther than your media. The radio, the TV, and the newspapers. You have the talking heads there giving you the dire news, which is mostly lies, by the way, of what's going on in the world. And if you sit there drinking your beer and eating your Cheetos, which, by the way, are full of all kinds of things to make you very compliant and to believe the little things they're sending out on the TV, if you're in that state, you're going to believe everything they say. Now, the reason I'm mentioning this is not to get you agitated, and I'll take you through a meditation a little bit later to calm you down if you're getting upset, so Please forgive me for any agitation, but this needs to be said. So what has happened now is America is causing the downfall of America. Okay, the big guys at the top started it because they have control of everything. But it's we, the people, that are causing the recession in any depression that happens now. And the reason that we are causing it is because of the fear. So many people are in fear of poverty, fear of lack, that they're holding every penny tight. And if they open up the little change purse that they've got, a moth is going to fly out. They're hoarding, okay? Hoarding is a sin. Now, this does not mean that you shouldn't be prepared. And you know I'm a big one for being prepared. But I'm talking about hoarding everything that you can. I'm talking about telling yourself it's okay to steal from someone else or to, you know, rip a job away from them because you need it just in case something happens. I'm talking about running over everybody around you in order to save your own skin. This is the kind of stuff that's already started happening. This is a big concern, people, because our spiritual evolution is at risk. And it's at risk right here, right now. You don't have to wait until 2012. Because if we don't all stand up for what's right, if we don't stand up for ourselves, and if we don't make freedom happen, then guess what happens? The hammer comes down. There is absolutely no freedom at all. Of course, you won't mind because you'd be so mind-controlled anyway that, you know, not that most of America hasn't already been that. But please understand what I'm saying. The time is now. We have to be awake. We have to be vigilant. We have to refuse to be controlled. We have to refuse to play this game. And we have to refuse to believe in a recession. We have to refuse to believe that there will be utter destruction of our planet in 2012. We have to refuse all of those things. And I've told you before, we can change this planet in an instant if we would just use the laws of quantum physics, which are the laws of the universe. If we would just use them, just believe and be connected, and support the people around you. If you would just be in service to the people that you can be in service to, with love, from your heart, and refuse to allow this stuff to affect your life, then you would find that things would loosen up. Because I'm here to tell you, the recession is happening because everybody's holding their pennies tight. And so that has caused restaurants and movie theaters and productions and clothing manufacturers and jewelers and everybody to now be suffering. You know, the people that have money are now going and buying luxury items because they're getting cheaper. But that's not most of America. Yes, we have a lot of millionaires and billionaires in America. But that's by no means the majority. So what we have is the people that are the middle class, that are supporting the entire country. These people are holding their money back. These people are now causing the recession. When you do that, when you don't go and spend the money that's been keeping other people in business, businesses are closing left and right. As we're driving across the United States, we have been shocked at how many businesses are gone, just gone. They didn't move to a smaller location. They're gone. And it didn't take very long for that to happen. You know, we were out this way back in the fall, and we didn't get back to Sedona until December, almost into January. And so the places that we visited here are no longer here. That's just the tip of the iceberg. Now, gas is costing much. The truck drivers are now being affected. And the grocers. Now, the grocers are going to pass the costs on to you. That means your food is doubling. It already has. It's going to double and quadruple. Why? Because gas costs more, and because people are not buying the way they used to. Do you see how this is going? I mean, we have started on the treadmill, and it's gaining speed, and I'm really worried. I'm not worried for me. I'm worried for everybody else out there. I'm worried because I see what people are doing, and they don't even see it. It's kind of like a dog chewing its tail, and it keeps running around in circles, and it's chasing its tail, and it's biting the crap out of it, and it doesn't realize it's the one biting its own tail. That's what we're doing. So it's very important for everybody to wake up, you know, realize what's really going on, and refuse to believe in lack, refuse to believe in fear. And, you know, I've harped on this so many times that in order to get to the next dimension, we have to drop ego, fear, greed, prejudice, and judgment. We have to. That's the requirement. If you still have vestiges of those things in yourself, and you'll be monitored, you're already being monitored all the time. And I'm talking about other than our government. You're being monitored by these more technologically advanced and higher dimensional beings. So they can tell. It's kind of like weighing your soul. You know, the ancient peoples used to talk about the weight of a soul. Well, your soul's being weighed. And so if you still have the vestiges of these things when your soul is weighed, you won't be allowed into the next dimension. It's that simple. That's the raw truth. It's not pretty, but that's the way it is. You know, and I just feel so sad sometimes when people go, oh, yes, I'm fine. When I die, I'm going to be with my Lord. Yeah, you will be briefly, you know, but there's no pearly gates up there, you know. There's the astral plane. It looks just like this. You know, several levels look just like this. It's just that some levels are easier than this one, and some are worse. So, I don't know. I don't know what else to tell you guys to get prepared, but we have so little time, so it's really vitally important. So when you think about freedom, think about what it really is. You know, most of us in America consider freedom to be that which allows us to do what we want to do when we want to do it. And most of the time, most people I know have been prevented from doing it by lack of money. Or if they have the time, they don't have the money. If they have the money, they don't have the time. You know, it's not too many people to have them both together. You know? So, and if you have no time and no money, that's really bad. So, you know, that has to be changed. But in the meantime, you know, the real question is, what is freedom to you? It's like when people tell me that they want to put in the vortex that, you know, oh, I want $1 million. And I ask them, really? Do you want $1,000,001 bills in a room, all piled up, so you can flop into it naked, throw the bills up in the air, cackling like Scrooge McDuck, and you're never going to spend it? Or do you want the freedom that you think $1,000,000 is going to bring you? And that freedom can be obtained in many different ways. But the first part is, you have to be free in your mind. So if you're not free in the mind, if you're constantly worried, then you don't have freedom. The only way that you can really have freedom is to know who you really are. And I don't mean what your name is on the other side. Names are really not that important there. I'm talking about, do you know your essence? Do you have that connection with your highest self? That incredible love where that highest self just melts into you when you need it. Do you have the connection that is palpable, like the connection that happens when we do these quantum vortex gatherings? Do you have that? Because that's where your freedom comes from. The freedom is in your choice to behave in a better and better manner. That's your freedom. Physical freedom you might or might not have here. And there's plenty of people that don't have that. There's plenty of people that have written to me or called me and said, you know, I can't leave my job, but I'm not making enough to live. And so then I say something that sounds very callous to some people, which is, move. Well, I grew up in this town. Right. But you can't live there. So either move in with somebody else or get out of town. Do what you have to do. Because nobody can change your life but you. If you're in a nowhere kind of dead-end job, if you hate what you're doing, why are you doing that? You know, life is not about doing things that you hate. It's not about being irresponsible either. But if you look, I mean, really look, really decide what it is that you need that makes you feel free, and you look for that, you will find it. I mean, some people, the best thing that ever happened to them was when they got fired, because then they found the job that they really loved, and it paid more money. I've heard that time and time again. And I caution people, you know, when they do the vortex gathering, be careful what you ask for, because you will get it. If you say, you know, I now have the job that's perfect for me, you may walk in the next day and find out you're fired. Or their whole company disbanded and moved out in the middle of the night. You never know. You know, strange things can happen. And then you have to keep your ears open. So freedom goes far beyond living in a country that's supposedly free. Freedom has to do with you. Where are you free? If you could be put in jail and you would still be free, that's real freedom. If you can do a job that doesn't nurture you, but you're nurtured inside, and you know that you're serving a purpose for your family, or you're serving, you know, a purpose in that you may hate it at that point, but it's what you need in order to get to the job you really want, then okay. But that should give you that little flip of joy in your heart to know that. If you're not feeling the joy, people, you're not free. So the joy is an important thing to look for. And we're going to do a little bit of that now. So if you're driving, do not listen to this next part while you're driving, okay? Pull over or just stop the tape. Stop the CD, okay? We're going to do a little meditation that's going to help you with freedom. And then if you would, do a little homework, or love work, as my friend Crystalia likes to call it, since we don't like the idea of homework. But this is home where you live. And that's just really concentrate on what freedom is for you. And yes, love through it. Love through the changes. That's important. Thanks for that, Eric. So everybody get nice and comfy. And I'm not guaranteeing that I'm not going to put you to sleep, okay? I know there's some people that probably went to sleep in the first 10 minutes. So that's okay. All right. So now close your eyes and take a nice deep breath. And let it fall gently out of your body. And now take another nice deep breath. All the way down to the pit of your stomach, and then let it fall gently out of the body. And another nice deep breath all the way down to your toes. And just let that just eke out of the body. And now just continue to breathe. Slow and deep. And just see yourself in the center of the cloud of brilliant, sparkling blue. Gorgeous, gorgeous blue. The blue spark cloud. And you're in the center of it, just floating. It's so soft and so wonderful. Warm and comforting. Gorgeous blue. And you tell yourself, this is the love of God, and I'm safe. And now from that point, see yourself in your favorite place and feel the air or the water. smell the smells, listen to the sounds. And now as you look around your favorite place, notice that a group of tall, beautiful, golden beings is walking towards you, and they greet you with great love, and you meet and hug, and you all are so happy to see each other. And as you catch up on the day's events, you find yourself walking to a beautiful temple. It's so gorgeous, brilliant, brilliant white, gleaming in the sun. And the dome on the top is brilliant gold. And as you walk into the temple, you notice that that gold is transparent and there's a brilliant white light that comes down right through the center of the temple. And all of you walk into that brilliant white light. Ah, that's so refreshing. And it washes over you and goes through you. And you walk to the center of this pillar of white light. And as you do, you can hear angels singing and beautiful wind chimes and bell tones. And you see comfortable seating. And you all sit there, remarking on how wonderful the seating is. And you notice that there's a notepad there, right next to where you're sitting, and a pen. And the pen is any kind of pen that you'd like. And the paper is your favorite color. And you pick these up. And you're going to ask your guides there, what is freedom for me? And I'm going to leave you alone there with them for a little bit. Ask them and write down the answer. Continue to breathe slow and deep. Sure you write down your answer on that tablet. And now ask your guides, what is the first step that I must take towards achieving true freedom? That you write it down. And that's all you're going to write down right now. And you can meet with them later and get the other steps. And now your guides are reminding you to clarify your questions. Make sure whenever you ask them a question, it's as clear as you can make it. Maybe you can hear a little bell that designates when you've gotten to the clarity point. Now look at the answer that they gave you to what is freedom for you. And now imagine it and feel it deep within you. What is freedom for you? And notice the areas in your body that are opening up. Now notice that as you take each breath, you are now breathing in the breath of God and opening up more. And you're starting to see the golden white light moving freely from chakra to chakra and up and down your spine. And you see that your brain is fairly glowing, as is your heart. And now, look at the first step. And see yourself taking that first step towards freedom. What does that feel like? Oh, now you've got your guides all grinning. Feel that. Hold that feeling in your heart. Notice what color that feeling generates. Make sure that you write down on your tablet what color that is. And now, do a little artistic doodle on your tablet. Think of that color and the feeling of freedom and taking that first step towards real freedom. And just do a little doodle on the pad. Nothing elaborate. Just a quick little sketch. To give yourself the feeling that that freedom is for you. Guides are pretty happy. Now thank your guides and ask them if there's anything else that they would like to tell you right now. And I'm going to leave you alone with them for a little bit, and I'll just remind you to breathe. Continue to breathe slow and deep. Hold the feeling of freedom within your heart. Write down on your tablet what your guides are saying. Thank them again. And they're going to hand you a gift. Hold your hands out and receive this beautiful gift that they're giving you. And now you're walking out of the temple, down the steps. And notice that the air and the water is so much more clear And the beautiful sounds and the wonderful smells are so much sharper. And now you come back to the spot where you entered your favorite place. And you hug and kiss your guides. So long for the moment. And you watch as they slowly fade into the distance, waving. And now you stand there with your tablet and your pen and your gift. And you see that there's kind of a little time travel tube that you enter, and it takes you right back to here and now. Be here now, in your body. Open your eyes. Move around a little bit. Make sure that you're back completely. Let's do a little bit of grounding. So see coming up from the center of the earth a brilliant emerald green light streaking up from the core of Mother Earth, straight up through your feet, up through your body, out the top of your head, out into the cosmos, through the base of God itself, and back in through the back of Mother Earth. And now you are connected with a ring of brilliant emerald green light. Now see coming from the center of God itself a brilliant golden white light, streaking through the cosmos, down through the top of your head, all the way down through your body, out the bottoms of your feet, into the core of Mother Earth and out the back, all the way through the cosmos and through the back of God itself. And now you stand connected with the golden ring of light. And now see coming from your heart center, brilliant hot pink light streaking out in front of you, splitting in half, going through the heart of God itself, through all of the other hearts in creation, through the heart of Mother Earth, and back in through the back of your heart. And now you stand connected with all that is. And now you stand as a bridge between heaven and earth. Okay, you are now officially grounded. So how'd that feel, you guys? I bet you have some pretty interesting things to tell me. Let me know. I want to know what your gifts are if you'll share it with me. And also what freedom is for you. Now, that simple little meditation is something that you can build on. And please do, because when you meditate on freedom, it will make you free. Because you'll start finding out the truth of yourself. So I suggest you do that at least once a week and continue to write about freedom. Freedom and truth. Continue to write down what is freedom for you and ask your guides to help you. Ask them to show you things that you need to change within yourself. And I guarantee you, if you will do that at least once a week, for a month or so, you will start to discover what freedom really is. And it'll change your life. Okay. So that wasn't too bad, was it? I try not to be on the soapbox too much. You know, I don't want to make it all bad, because it isn't. You know, we will be able to change the world. And it takes every single one of us. Every one of us. And if you think that you can't do something because of lack of money or illness or something like that, let me tell you, the truth is that even if you're an invalid and all you can do is lay there in bed, you are still so valuable to us because every one of us is needed. You can lay there and you can constantly think good thoughts. you can think about the people on the earth that might need some help and think good thoughts for them, for the children, for the animals, for the homeless and the hungry. You know, it doesn't have to be an official prayer. It can just be sending love to them. And if you've been through the Golden Grid meditation, then you know you can send that right down the grid. That's interesting, Dominic. Wow. Combination of a blue China pig, a swan, and a telephone receiver. I can't wait to hear what you figure out with that. That's awesome. Very, very interesting. You know, this next dimension we're going into is going to be pretty interesting indeed. I think that some things will be the same and some things will be massively different. So it's going to be quite the adventure, and every one of us needs to be there. So I urge you guys to really work on the freedom for yourselves, and let's use this quantum physics. You know, I mean, I didn't go and buy all that equipment just for myself, you know. I bought it so that I could help. I did it. Did all the research and everything that I could on it because I wanted to be able to find something that would work for everybody and find something that would really jumpstart what we need to do because time is so short. So use it. You know, if you've been to one of the gatherings, you know how to use it now, and you are connected. We are all connected all the time. What we're doing is actually an initiation and activation of some pretty intense energy and anchoring it within each person. And once you're connected to that grid consciously, you can send love along that grid and it will sustain so many people all the way down the grid. I mean, it's amazing. And then you'll get it back when you need it. So it's quite the time, people. We are all one. Let's start acting like it, huh? Okay, well, that is it for the show today. Thank you so much for tuning in. And I hope you guys really enjoyed that. And until next time, be happy, be healthy, and be who you really are. Nighty-night.
Awaken the dream. Awaken. $1,000 per week take you? Discover the exact details of a simple and proven system that quickly puts $5,000 to $10,000 in many students' pockets every week. What's most amazing is that there are almost no computer skills required, and you can start pulling in cash automatically within just a few hours. We are absolutely convinced that our proven system will create massive wealth for virtually anyone, and we'll prove it. Go to bbscashflow.com now and get all the details. That's